my babies. Today I'm feeling a bit of gospel, yeah? First. Your comments on my previous video, heartwarming, heartfelt. Decided to open up to talk about the relationship that I have with my dad. I really wish that my dad and I had a very, you know, daughter-father relationship. So I'm just gonna talk about my child. I'm gonna tell you guys about my childhood stories. Obviously, in the last video, I mentioned how when you have strict parents, you are most likely to always be on the edge of literally defending yourself. Like, you're always in defense mode. One thing that I always did was always lie about my whereabouts. Say I'm going to a friend's house, but the truth is that Nikilojola. I'm sorry, mom and dad, if you are watching this. Back in my matric, my first and second year after matric, I used to sneak out a lot. Sneak out of the house just to go have fun, but just to go to groove, you know. I mean, now growing up, especially in primary, they used to take my phone. They used to confiscate my phone a lot. I didn't have access to my phone Monday to Friday. I'd get my phone Friday when I come back from school, and then they would take it back Sunday when I have to go to sleep. Before WhatsApp, it's gonna leave the status update. Like I said, it's like Rafaela, maybe Skempe. Carry about. And then I used to do this a lot, and I think this thing, it really made me a bad friend at some point. I used to lie on my friends, with my friends' names. But no, I'm going to Sebanbani's, I'm going to Eva's place, Kodala, you know. Or I'm going to whoever's place for a sleepover. Now, my parents are very cautious people. And the way they're so strict, with Nebayrang. Every time I went for a sleepover at a friend's house, Nebam, they would call a friend of mine's parents, you know, just to make sure that they are aware that I'm coming. You know, I don't blame them. It's a safety measure, I understand. I don't blame them at all, right? But it got very irritating when it also happened when I was a bit older, when I was like 18 years and above, you know. It was so frustrating. Another thing that used to piss me off, whenever I went maybe to my neighbor's place to play, go out with friends for like movies or something, I was always that one person who was called. Like, my mom would call me during the time that I'm spending with my friends to tell me to come back home. I was known to be that girl that if we are chilling, take my phone and go through it, which I was never comfortable with, because I felt like it should be your privacy, regardless of who bought that phone for you. And this is something that happened when I was in high school. After matric, I went to work. I saved up until I can buy myself a new phone. Work towards owning your own things. Because at the end of the day, dilo tsa batho di na le dipuo. Nna ke hotse ka thupa. Like, my dad did not play. Go nyaka bare o feiti subject e fenye, or you did not produce the marks that they wanted, get a slap. So I think that is also one of the things that really, really traumatized me. Everything that I did, I used to get a beating for it. It was bad. Into a point where I remember, what did I do? I can't remember. I was still in primary. I was still in primary when my dad hit me and I got bruised up. I was pink, I was purple. Courier, I was bruised up. And I had to go to school. This was back in primary. I remember that day very vividly. This was back in primary, and I had to go to school. It was summer. We were wearing nerapara di tunic, di roko. I remember that day, kapara magusha, a tunic, just to cover my bruises on my legs. Like, we expect that I'm I wouldn't say I have completely healed from them. I've made really good progress, but now I just talk about them without crying. Parents, can you please stop traumatizing kids? Gatuba, guys. Wana uutlala ho bolela lena pila. Mara ho rasa. Dikena ka moditswa ka aka se utlwe. I think parents are so quick to say ngwana o tshentshitse, but they don't want to look at the root of that change. I don't blame majority of people who don't speak. They have that fear inside of them that they're gonna be judged. Either they're gonna be judged or they're not gonna be understood. If my parent comes to me and says that, what is wrong? The fact that you did not open that door for me when I was young, gonna come now when I'm an adult and ask me to open up and tell you what is wrong. It won't happen easy. It's not, because now I'm going to tell you, Hore, okay, mama, you did this, and umfilisite kamoko. And then now you are going to try to defend yourself. One thing parents will not do is acknowledge and say sorry. One thing I noticed about myself, it's so easy for me to apologize to people outside of me. In friendships, in relationships, especially in relationships, I'm so quick to say, I'm sorry, forgive me. But it's very hard for me to say those words to my mom. It's why? Because I've never received those words from my parents. Who do we blame? When you have toxic parents, even when you do wrong, you won't see it. I used to be a daddy's girl. I would go everywhere with my father. I have to come to terms that just maybe my dad was doing it out of love. But does love really hurt that much? I don't think love should hurt that much. If hitting your child is a form of love, then I'm sorry, I don't want it. Someone asked me to create a group chat for mental health awareness, like a space for everyone. And sorry, but this is what I'm gonna do. Basically like a support group. If you want to be added onto the group, DM me your number. So we can help each other, guys. That's the least we can do. Be there for each other. Hear each other out. You know, the best thing a stranger can do for you is give you an ear. Once again, thank you for everyone who engaged in my videos. I'm grateful for all the love and support. I'm grateful for all the beautiful comments that I've received. I want to say, I do see your comments. I'm happy that I'm able to inspire other people to talk. I'm grateful that people see themselves through me. Continue praying. Continue drinking your water. And be kind to yourself, mama. And remember, no one is coming to save you. You have to fix your crown if it's tilted, right? I hope this video finds you well.